Hey there, do you dream of escaping into a book? Maybe your escape includes a cozy cabin in the mountains or a magical town along the coast. Either way, you're in the right place. Welcome to Literary Escapes with me, Becky. This year on the podcast, we're exploring the United States. So every week I'm going to bring you a new book set in a different state. So let's see where we're going today.
So welcome back to the Literary Escapes podcast. We are still on our adventure around the United States, reading books from every state. And today we are over on the West Coast with the state of California. And I have author Emmy Hilton with us. Welcome, Emmy.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited to have you here today. And you live in California, right?
Yes. I've lived in California my entire life. I was actually born at March Air Force Base. My dad was in the military. That's in Riverside, California.
Okay.
Kind of lived all over, but right now I'm located in Los Angeles.
Awesome. I was born in Santa Ana, so not
too far
away.
Not too far. Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah. We left when I was young, like 6 or 7, and moved to Florida. So I didn't have the experience of growing up there for too long. So California is such, number one, a huge state, but number two, such a diverse state. You've got it all.
Absolutely.
There. You've got the beach, you've got the mountains, you've got, you know, the Hollywood, obviously, you've got Napa Valley. That is a lot of stuff.
I know. That's what I love it here. Love it here. I love living in California. I love all those things that you mentioned, that you have access to the beach. We live where we're located. We live up against the foothills. So I'm able to see the mountains every day. I don't know of any other state. I'm sure people will cross some sort of fight, but just to have so much at your fingertips, so many national parks. It's just a beautiful place to live. And I'm really grateful. The weather, I mean, you can't beat that. When it rains too much, we get cranky. So
I'm in Florida now, and you know, almost, especially like starting late spring through at least like August, September, we get rain almost every single day in the afternoon. That's just how it rolls. You plan for it and all of that. So it's weird. It would be weird to not have afternoon thunder showers.
I bet.
So how many different parts of California have you lived in?
So mainly just in Southern and in Northern California. My family lived up in Sacramento area.
Okay.
Until I was part of my elementary school years, and then the rest of the time has been in Southern California. But I love Central California. That's where the book that I wrote was located. A lot of our summers we vacation there just because it's a little less crowded, a little more affordable. It's absolutely gorgeous there.
There's a lot of
farmland
there, right?
So I really do love the Central Coast. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Lots of farm. Yeah. That's where you drive through, where all the vineyards are and things like that.
Yeah.
Once you get past Santa Barbara. But as for exploring the entire state, there's just so much you can constantly be visiting and seeing. Yeah.
That's, it's funny, 'cause when you think of California, like my first thought is never that it's a big agricultural state, but it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. My mom grew up in the Central Valley, in a town called Merced, and all that is a huge agricultural area. I still have some cousins, and I have an uncle that still lives in that area, and that's the main thing is agriculture. So yes, we grow lots of food here. All the wonderful fruits that you get to eat all over the country are grown in that Central Valley area.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's so cool. Very cool. And so I think it's amazing that you've been there your whole life. I always think it's crazy when people have lived somewhere their whole life. And that just wasn't my experience. So I just think that's so cool. And you've got to have such a great community around you and all around the state, just because that's been your world. I think that's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had a break during college. I lived in Utah, and then my husband was in law school. We lived in Boston. So I have seen, those little snippets.
Yeah.
Of time,
yeah.
But I always wanted to get back. And I remember awesome. I met someone on the East Coast, and I said, oh, I'm from California. And she said, oh, you Californians, everyone, you just think everyone wants to live there. And I said, doesn't everyone want to live
Why
here?
Don't you?
Yeah. And I'm trying to get back there.
That's awesome. I love that. And it's funny because people are definitely East Coast or West Coast, you know.
Right. Yes. Very
they're very
so.
Different. Yeah. And
absolutely. Yes. After living on the East Coast, it's a different pace, a lot
different,
faster pace.
Yeah.
A very different pace. Just even going to the grocery store, there's not just that normal like conversation that you have with your Trader Joe's, like,
exactly. Yeah.
Like, how are you doing? How's your day going there? It's just like, here's your food. Like, there's your receipt. See ya.
Yeah. So on to the next. Yeah.
Yes. I missed that kind of warp that you get from living here. So
in the South, we have that same pace.
Oh, for sure.
Feel,
yeah.
You know, and, I enjoy that as well. I remember, I'm trying to think of where we were. It might have been Washington, D.C. or New York City. I can't remember, but we were walking down the street and I'm like smiling at everybody, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, because I'm from the South and that's just what you do. You don't do that there.
Yeah.
People are looking at me like I was weird. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of funny. So how did you get into becoming an author?
Yeah, so it's fairly new. I graduated in English. I always wanted to be a writer, but it doesn't exactly pay the bills. My
Fair
husband
enough.
Went to law school. Yeah, I went to law school and I had to support him financially during that time. And so I had to just take a job. Mm-hmm. I got a job just in nonprofits, very far from what I wanted to be doing. But at the time, that's what I had to do. And then I had a couple kids. I tried to do the, I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
There's incredible authors out there that find the time to do it super early in the morning or
they
super
have
late
kids,
at night.
They work a full-time job and they write. I don't get that. Yeah.
I just couldn't ever get into the creative space where I could actually finish something. Mm-hmm. And it was really just frustrating for me. So I decided, you know what, at this time of my life, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to focus on my children and what needs to be done for my family. And that the time will come.
Yeah.
And the time came in the pandemic.
Well, there you go.
We were stuck at home. My children did not go to school for a year and a half.
Wow.
They did online learning. That was like how Los Angeles was.
Mm-hmm.
The public schools were not open. And I had to sit inside with my kids on these screens. And I was just like, I need to do something with this time where I'm just in the house. I can't go anywhere. And I decided, you know what? This is the time. I'm going to just try. I'm going to try to write something and see if this dream that I have is can be a reality. Because at that point I didn't, you know, it's just these years of longing to do something, the timing not being right. And then to finally just be forced ended up being the best thing for me. So
isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I love, there's so many experiences with the pandemic and obviously
mm-hmm.
there was some really horrible ones, obviously.
Yes.
But for some people it was pretty amazing, which is
right. Just kind
crazy.
Of a reset.
Yeah.
Reset in some ways where you just had to slow down. You had more time than normal.
Yeah.
Your time wasn't filled with all of these.
It couldn't be filled with anything. Yeah.
Right. You had time.
We walked our neighborhood so many times. Oh my gosh.
Right. And over and over.
Yeah. We met neighbors that we had no idea who they were. We had lived here for probably almost 10 years and hadn't met most of them. And all of a sudden, we're the walkers is what they called us. And we met everybody. So that's really cool. And so did you know from the get-go, like what you wanted to write?
No. So I wrote a women's fiction novel that it was very cathartic for me because it was about postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. It had been like this, it was just really challenging right for me. I tried to sell it. Nobody wanted to buy it.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, I wrote the one book that had been itching in my head for years and years.
Now
and years. What am I going to do now? Right. Because that one comes, right?
You've yeah.
And then I was just researching like how to get into like into the industry, right? You need your breakthrough. And everything I read said, write romance. And so, and I've always loved all things romance. I love the Hallmark movie. I love it all. Like rom-coms, I'm there for it. And so I decided to just try it. And our family during August of 2020, we just were like, we need to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so we rented a house in Pismo Beach because we figured that was the best way that we could go somewhere that was safe and be outside, but like have our children be able to be outside.
We wound up doing the same thing just because we were going stir crazy.
Right. You're just going stir crazy.
It's a different four somewhere. Walls to look at. Yeah.
Right. And so when we were there, I had a lot of time just sitting on the beach, and it was a really special place for me my entire life. And then I took my kids one day to Morro Bay, and we were just walking through this little town. And then this whole story just came to me in that moment. Yeah. And so that week I pounded out, oh gosh, it was like 20 or 30,000 words. Just
that and it just is came. Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't had that since. I was
dang it.
Now it takes a lot more planning, you know, the daily putting in the hours of getting, sitting down, taking the time. But I just knew that that was the novel, the next novel that I was supposed to write. So,
and so are you traditionally published or are you indie?
Yeah. So I am traditionally published.
Okay.
So my first two novels, Memories of Morro Bay and then Bluebird Sky, they're with a small press called Parcel and Page. And then I was able to switch to a mid-sized publisher called Five Prince Books. And so I've signed, my third novel is coming out May 7th and then another one in August. And I'm like I'm going.
That's awesome.
Which is exciting.
So you've got one coming out next week. I love that.
Yeah.
That's very cool. What is, we'll talk about that one in just a minute. So tell us about Memories in Morro Bay, the book.
Okay, so Memories in Morro Bay, this is, like I mentioned, it's a real place on the Central Coast. And it is about a woman named Lila that is forced, but she goes back to Morro Bay to take care of her aunt, Susan, who never had children, but has been a second mother to her, and meets the doctor of her aunt. Who's named Asher. So first thing, he's Dr. Colin Asher or whatever.
Okay, good name.
Dr. Asher Collins, sorry. So that's initially their meet cute is, so romance is not on her mind. She's just going there to fulfill a duty to serving her aunt who's had been a special influence in her life and lives in this really incredible town that she's visited.
Nice.
And then it goes on this love story. Asher is a widower who lost his wife tragically about 2 years prior.
Okay.
Her name was Grace. And so he's grappling with am I ready to move on?
Right.
Am I ready to start trying to find someone new?
Yeah.
And he's just started to enter that world again of dating.
Wow. Good story.
And then,
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how much I'm like, how much should I share? And
That's awesome, though. And I'm guessing she was not planning on sticking around town.
No, absolutely not. No. So she lives in Los Angeles. She's a graphic artist. She lives in Los Angeles. So Los Angeles to Morro Bay is more or less about 4 hours
Okay.
Drive. And so she's just initially going there for a few weeks because her parents are out of town on this Mediterranean cruise. And she tells them, nope, I can take care of
I
Susan.
got
It's
it.
going to be okay. I got it. And so the timeline is short
Okay.
where she knows she's not necessarily going to be there long term, but at the same time you have Asher, who is riddled with these memories of his wife in
Yeah.
Morro Bay and is trying to decide what the next step is for him, because he's not necessarily looking to move but is ready for maybe a change.
Ready for the next step. Yeah. Very
Ready
cool.
for the next step.
That sounds like a great one. I love that. And so the book that is coming out on May 7th, tell us what that one's about. What's the title?
Okay, so it's called Leaving Cloverton. And this is a really fun, this was a really fun. So Memories in Morro Bay has definitely got some heavier topics of like loss, overcoming grief, those type of things.
Yeah.
But this one, Leaving in Cloverton, is definitely a lot more lighthearted, fun. It's about a 10-year high school reunion. You have Rachel. Yes. And it was inspired because my 20-year high school reunion came up. This was 2 years ago that I wrote this, but came up. And in when people were RSVPing, someone mentioned, I'm going to be there because I met my husband at our 10-year high school reunion. And I thought, oh, that is such a
Ding.
cute. Yes. I was like, ding, next novel. That's what it's going to be. Thank you for
I love
inspiring.
It. I love how ideas come and you see
And it was
something,
fun.
you read something. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So this is set in the Midwest, but they both are actually living and working in New York City, but they don't know each other. So you have Rachel, who's going to this reunion to try and meet up with this guy that she almost kissed 10 years prior in high school. His name's Brandon. And she's pretty like gung-ho, like this is the weekend that I'm going to make things happen with him. And you have James coming, who always had a thing for Rachel, but Rachel really didn't know him at
Okay.
all. He just very much admired her from afar. And so you have these two people coming. And so there's a little bit of a love triangle at the beginning, which was fun to write.
Yeah.
Because you have Rachel going after Brandon and James going after Rachel. And then finally they leave the reunion and go, and Rachel and James go back to New York. And that's kind of where the
Okay.
love story starts, is where it develops from
That's
there.
fun.
So,
And so where in the
yeah.
Midwest is that one set?
That one, I just put the mid. I didn't, I wasn't
Not
specific.
Specific, just.
I just, yeah, it just says Midwest, like flyover country.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. So that's not based on an actual, it's a fictional town that I created.
Okay. And did you have to, did you do any research in New York? Was it set there much or?
Yes. So I would say 3/4 of the book is in New York City,
okay.
But definitely it was from my experience of traveling there. And
okay.
Yes,
That's fun.
lots of research to try and make sure that I got the places, you know, oh, am I
Yeah.
remembering this correctly? Just because when you pick a big city like that, you got to get it right.
Exactly. I mean, you can do like a fake neighborhood in the city, but
Right.
there needs to be recognizable stuff. And that's, I remember when
For
I,
sure.
my first book was set in Nashville and I had not been
Okay.
to Nashville. And so I had the
Oh,
whole rough
wow.
draft done. And I'm like, you know, we should probably go to Nashville.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great, you know, it's a great trip.
It was
a
a great town,
a
and I had so much of the city wrong. I'm so glad we went.
Oh, for absolutely, because even from what you research, it's just not Because there's this other novel that I've written, and I mean, that's in the works. Anyway, that one's under contract. But there's just so much that even when you research it, but then going there, you're like, oh, that was wrong. That's not going to work.
Yeah, and even
I gotta
like
go
the
back
sights and
that.
Sounds and, you know, the smells, that kind of stuff. You can't get that from research unless somebody on YouTube is really in detail about anything, but
right,
which would be weird, but helpful.
Yeah. So luckily all the places, I do think writers write what they know. All the places in my novels are places that I've been. That's where I feel the most comfortable, even if it's just for a vacation.
Yeah.
It's the most comfortable I feel.
Love that. So what, where would you like to set a book in that you have not been to yet that you'd love a good excuse to go to?
Oh, I mean, I've always wanted to, I love Spain. I lived in Spain. I love Spain. I would love an excuse to go back there.
Yeah.
One of my novels I have there, I have like a honeymoon in Spain. Anyways,
nice.
I would love to, I've always thought of maybe doing like some sort of study abroad romance, right? Where they, that, so that's in the, that's going to happen.
That's a fun
at
one.
Some
Okay.
Point. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to fit a research trip to Italy in. So
there you go. That sounds great.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Even if it's for like a little snippet, you got to go there.
That's my thought. So
absolutely.
I'll let you know if it works out or not.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what are you working on right now?
So right now I'm kind of in, like we're all writers, right? You're in various stages.
Right.
So I'm in some edits for a novel, set in Oahu in Hawaii.
Oh, awesome.
So it has a Hawaiian character, a Hawaiian and then a Californian.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Anyways.
That's fun.
And then, so I'm in the edits with my editor on that. And then I have another novel that I'm really trying to get done before my kids get out of school. And that one's going to be based in Newport Beach. Again, I picked these places that are, that are nearby that I know well enough to write about. So,
I mean, that's for most people, if you haven't been to California or Oahu or New York City, that's part of what I love about books is getting to experience it without the plane ticket, you know? And so,
right. No, that's true. Cause Florida, I've only been there one time, like a lot of like, what is it called? Layovers.
Right.
And so I do love reading books in Florida
just
to compare kind of, right.
And
cause
kind
of
like
two,
in California, Florida has a lot of different parts of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you'll either think of the theme parks, which is obviously a big part, or the beaches, which is also a big part. But there's a whole center section of Florida that's kind of the wild Florida.
Yeah, the panhandle, right?
So so it's fun to experience places in different ways, especially like you, when an author is from the area and knows it really well and can offer it up to you in a way that transports you there. I love that.
Yeah, that's the best part of reading, right? Going to all these places that you might not ever get to go to, but you get to go there in a book.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And that's what this podcast is all about. So thank you.
Yeah,
for...
I love it. Yes, thank you so much for having me. I think this is such a fantastic idea. I thought it was so clever.
Club has been kind of fast and furious because I didn't really want to do one book a week, but at the same time, I didn't want it to stretch out over years. So we've been kind of pounding the books, if you will, because one book a week is a lot for a lot of people. And but it's been a lot of fun meeting all the new authors, hearing about all the different states. And so it's such a fun idea to vicariously live through all these different authors. So thank you for being part of it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And if you are not in the book club, feel free to click the link that'll be in the show notes. We'd love to have you join us and find out where we go next week. So have a good day. And thanks again for joining me, Emmy.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to be part of the Read Across the U.S. Book Club, I'd love to have you join us. There is a link in the show notes. So just head down there and click, and we will welcome you in. So see you in the book club, I hope. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week with a new episode.